Prologue. Everyone experiences heartbreak and breakups in different ways. This book has been written to help give you some ways to work through the heartbreak you may be currently feeling, whether you were the person that broke off the relationship or you were the person who was broken up with. Now, before you start asking about whether there is scientific evidence behind these different activities or tasks, the answer is no. If you are looking for a book that has scientific evidence or goes into the psychological reasoning as to why you feel the way you do, as well as giving you the best way to combat these feelings, then I suggest you stop listening here and that you give this audiobook to a friend or put some other audiobook on, as it will not help you answer those questions. If you aren't here for any of those things, then I hope the activities that I have come up with help you deal with what you are going through. Now, you are probably wondering what my credentials are to be writing a book on a matter that everyone goes through, and why you should take any notice of what I have to say. To put it lightly, I wouldn't say I am qualified on the matter of heartbreak, nor do I think anyone is. We all experience different things in our relationships and have relationships for differing durations of time, meaning we are all going to experience different feelings and emotions during any breakups that we have. The one thing that we all have in common is that we will all need to pick ourselves up after a breakup and try to get on with our lives. As someone who has gone through a long, drawn-out breakup and understands how it feels to be heartbroken, I have written this book as a guide based on what I have experienced in trying to get used to being single again and recover from the heartbreak. You may find some of these activities, tasks might not work for you, but I hope that they help guide you to solutions that do help. I am also a man of very few words, so you can guarantee I'm not going to waffle on about nonsense. So without any more delay, here is my very small survival guide to a breakup, matches not included. 40 things to do when you are heartbroken. Here are 40 things to do when you're heartbroken. These activities range from tasks to help you start moving on from your ex, to helping you get back out there and enjoying single life. As mentioned, I'm not expecting you to go and to do everything in this book. If you do, then well done. You are definitely on the way to healing yourself. But just give some of them a go and see if they help you deal with how you are feeling. This list is in no particular order, so feel free to skip through and pick out the ones you feel are relevant to you and that you want to focus on. Before we start, please remember that no one is expecting you to heal straight away. Everyone heals at their own pace, so take your time. This isn't a race against you and your ex about who can get back into the dating scene and live their best life. It's a chance for you to develop yourself and get to know yourself again while you go and enjoy your life. Part 1. Activities 1 to 10. 1. Watch some movies. This is probably not what you expected to be at the start of this list, and it may seem like a standard practice to lie in front of the TV binge-watching films when you're feeling heartbroken. When I say watch some movies, I mean in the first month or so, stay away from every romantic or rom-com film, and just focus on the other genres. I personally highly recommend watching a lot of comedies, as for the duration of the film, you can immerse yourself in something funny and try to feel a bit more normal. The reason why you should be staying away from romantic films and rom-coms in this initial period of grief or heartbreak after the relationship has ended is that you are trying to stop your brain from romanticizing the situation that you are in by thinking that your ex will come back to you like in the movies. Unfortunately, this just doesn't happen in real life. There is a reason why your relationship has ended, and the healthiest thing for you to do is to move on and try to make the most of your life. 2. Unfollow your ex on all social media. This may be self-explanatory.